Hello, 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 John Mason. How is everybody? Hopefully you're all well, and I'm hoping you're celebrating LGBTQ Pride Month. And as an ally, I keep my mind open about such issues as sexual identity, gender identity, etc. And it's a work in progress for me, but as it is for all of us, which is important nowadays, now that with the assaults in state legislatures against LGBTQ people, particularly school kids. I knew this would happen. The Pennsylvania State Senate, which is just up the wazoo with Republicans, has passed a bill that would bar transgendered girls from participating in girls' sports in high school. And that is just the most blatant, shameless form of harassment and bullying you can imagine. They're scapegoating kids who, at that age, the kids don't know who they are or what they are or what their future will be. And neither do they, being in a sexual minority, like being gay or trans, what have you, no idea who they are. It makes it worse for them. And it results that just about half of all LGBTQ kids in high school have contemplated suicide. And harassment from supposedly leaders in the community does not help. When some person in authority keeps telling you you're an abomination, you're no good, you're sin on two legs, how does that affect you? Drives you to hate yourself. Of course, kids, like I'm just as guilty of this as a kid, try to do everything they can to make them acceptable to their peer group. And it doesn't always work. And fortunately, Governor Tom Wolf has indicated that he will veto this bill. And let's make sure and this shows that who we elect, and who we vote for, and who we run for office is important. It's important. We have to pay attention to our elected officials, and we have to involve ourselves in the political process, even ourselves running for an office. And there's also bills in state legislatures that prohibit teachers from talking about gay issues in high school, accusing them of grooming kids for sexual to be victims of sexual predators. I mean, it's the old stereotype of gay men as predators and pedophiles hankering for young flesh to feast upon. It's totally insidious. I mean, a kid's gonna figure out about the time they reach puberty, that what their sexual identity is, even before then. As soon as they figure it out, a state legislature telling them that they're an abomination, like I said, that's going to leave them to be terrorized by other kids. And the adult authority figures, the elders we're supposed to respect, don't do any good. They don't support the kid. They got their prejudices to dump on their kids. And where's that doesn't help either. And then there's no Juneteenth is tomorrow. It's coming up. That is a day when in June of 1865, about 2 months after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, Confederate troops entered Galveston, Texas, and told the slaves that they were, that under the Emancipation Proclamation, they were free of their slavery. Of course, the slave owners in Texas informed the, made damn sure the slaves didn't find out about the Emancipation Proclamation. Keep their slaves in line, even on the basis of a lie. And there's still these bills floating through state legislatures banning the dreaded thing known as critical race theory. But race is a real issue. It has to be discussed. It has to be brought to the table. It must be addressed so we can heal from the wounds of racism. Just as insidious as class warfare. Yes, class warfare is on. And for lo these centuries, the upper classes have waged it against poor and working people very effectively. I am thinking about the tax breaks that have gone on for these billion-dollar corporations that are supposed to that gain billions of dollars but don't pay a cent in taxes. It's all bullshit about supply-side economics. Cut taxes on corporations. Give them all kind of corporate welfare. And jobs. They'll have money to hire more workers, and invest in more new equipment, blah, blah, blah. And they've invested in nothing but shifting their manufacturing to other nations, low-wage nations where workers are oppressed, where the minimum wage is what we would think of as pocket change. And the governments in the pay of the corporations make damn sure their workers are not organized. That's the real enemy. These corporations that pay for these organizations that terrorize LGBT kids and try to squelch any discussion about race. That's the real enemy. They want us arguing and fighting amongst each other so we don't recognize what they're up to, what they're doing to us. Which is coming to our state legislature. Here's now the Pennsylvania State Senate has voted along party lines to pass a bill that would cut the state's corporate tax rate. It was under the influence and pressure of business groups, and the old bullshit line, make the state more business friendly, attract more employers. And jobs galore, all that crap. And the state's corporate tax rate will be dropped from 99.99% to 66.99% and eventually 5.99% starting in 2026. And legislators of both parties swallow that nonsense. That's class warfare, baby. And that's what we're up against. We have to It's not either or. Let's stop this either or stuff. We have to stop the assaults on workers, on low income and working people. We got to stop treating each other like the enemy. Like the guy on food stamps and unemployment, that's not your enemy. The trans kid in high school, that's not your enemy. The same-sex couple celebrating pride, that's not your enemy. The black family down the street, that's not your enemy. The corporations that cause us to hate ourselves, hate each other, that's the enemy. Yes, celebrate LGBT Pride Month. Celebrate Juneteenth. Celebrate what you've accomplished. But working folks, celebrate yourselves. Honor yourselves. Learn about who the enemy is. Educate yourselves on the real issues. And get out and vote. And get yourselves involved in the political process. Okay, that's my rant. And now advertisements. Hemporific is a lovely little CBD product store on Snyder Avenue near 15th Street in South Philadelphia. There you will find some of the finest cannabis products, such as flower, gummies, candies, teas, drinks, lip balm, hand sanitizer, and dog treats. Look them up, please. HemporificLLC.com. And Michelle Snow, my beloved career and business coach. Michelle, like any other good coach, will guide you and urge you on as you move forward your professional career or your business. Let you know what you're doing right, where you need work, and help you network with other small businesses and professionals. Look her up, please. GrowWithSnow.com. Okay, cats and kittens, that's it for now. And enjoy the weekend. And stay focused and stay conscious. Our enemies aren't so tough. When we band together, we'll meet them and beat them. Thanks. Bye.